Deputy NEMO Director Kenson Studdard has outlined the structure of the National Emergency Plan. He said a number of disaster committees have been set up across the country, noting that very often communities in the north get cut off.
The structure in the National Emergency Management Plan. And in that structure, one of the pillars would be the community development. And so we have established a number of what we call district disaster committees. But we think that that arm of the emergency management structure is the most critical, because at the community level, persons working at the office would not be able to respond as quickly as we would like to in the event of an emergency, whether it be a hurricane. We saw what happened in the eruption of the Lasso Fray and so on. Although most of those communities were evacuated and so on. But oftentimes, communities in the north could get cut off. We also have that situation, unique situation, where we have a number of Grenadine islands that we are responsible for. And so they're, in a sense, remote. It takes a while to get down there. So we want to position these groups, and we want to train these groups to bring them up to a certain level so that they're effective, they're able to function in our state.
Mr. Studdard said over the years, NEMO has broadened its disaster management to include a number of communities.
So when we look at communities, we look at it holistically, right? I know, you know, when you hear about communities, you might think about a geographical mm-hmm. space. Mm-hmm. But we like to broaden that. Over the years, we have evolved as an organization, and disaster management has also evolved globally. And we have to take a lot more things into consideration. So your workplace, so you could have a business community, your schools, and so on. So we have expanded the program over the years to encompass the different facets and components, right? So at this moment, our scope has broadened, and we have taken a more holistic approach to community and community disaster preparedness, disaster management.
And Mr. Studdard said work is also being done to bridge existing gaps within the north and south of the country.
We've been doing extensive work in the north. In the south, we recognize that there may be a gap. Mm-hmm. And of course, one of the unfortunate things in emergency management is that persons don't see the need to become involved and participate actively and so on until things happen. And that's one of the things that we really want to guard against. We don't want persons to put down their guard. One of the real threats to the south is the threat of a tsunami. Okay? And there's so many things that could trigger a tsunami. We have Kikamjeni in the south. A violent eruption of Kikamjeni could push water towards St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So one of the things that we've been doing is what we call the Tsunami Ready Program, Communities Program. And under that program, we did a lot of some mapping for Union Island and the parish of St. George. For obvious reasons, St. George is where our capital is from, and we have a lot of critical infrastructure in that parish. So we've done some work there, and we use that program to do a lot more organization among the community.
Deputy Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Kenson Studdard. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.